We begin this afternoon's edition of Ozarks at Large with Michael Tilley from Talk Business and Politics. Michael, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, as always.
All right, we're going to do some numbers here, tax collection, home sales. But first, let's start with the starts, the stops, more stops, maybe a start, and then more stops for legal medical marijuana in Arkansas, which voters approved more than a year and a half ago.
Well, yes, November 2016. And so what we learned yesterday, as the Medical Marijuana Commission is going to move ahead, I should back up a little bit. So the initial legal wrangling is over, and the Medical Marijuana Commission has awarded the 5 licenses for the grow for the cultivation facilities. Now, almost everyone that is watching this believes that there will be some more legal filings that could halt that process also. But now the Medical Marijuana Commission, maybe because they screwed up the cultivation licensing so much, they are wanting to bring in a consultant to help hand out these 32 licenses for these 40 medical marijuana dispensaries around the state. And I think there's several hundred people that have applied for these. So that's going to be another long process. I think this is beginning to border on either, and I know this is going to sound harsh, but either incompetence or people interested in drawing this out, because this is likely to be late this year, if not early next year, before all the pieces of the puzzle are together so that this medical marijuana can be available. And that'll be over 2 years from when voters approved it. That's just too long. Someone ought to either be apologizing or losing their job. And let's keep in mind, Kyle, the folks in charge of this process have been on record saying that they did not approve of medical marijuana anyway. So very, very frustrating to watch.
Do you think there is a danger in more people losing faith in the state government? You have, you know, the various trials and convictions and guilty pleas that have happened with legislators and lobbyists in the past few months. Now, this, I harp on this a lot, but it goes back to an inevitable erosion of faith in government.
Right. Well, and to your point, one of the 5 commissioners is alleged to have taken a bribe. Is alleged to have been offered a bribe. He says he didn't take it. His scores for the company that offered the bribe were much higher than the scores given by the other 4 commissioners. So just doesn't look right. And yes, I think faith in government could be at a new low in Arkansas. And look, Oklahoma is coming on board with medical marijuana. Louisiana, Arkansas, which was ahead of the pack in the South, may end up being one of the last southern states to get its act together with medical marijuana. If Oklahoma keeps moving forward, my home office may soon be over and rolling.
Right. Well, speaking of moving, home sale numbers for Sebastian and Crawford counties are doing well.
That's possibly one of the best segues you've ever done. through the first half of the year, sales in Sebastian and Crawford County broke the $200 million mark. Sales in Sebastian County are up almost 14%, and this sales volume, by the way, and it's up a little over 18% in Crawford County. Those are good, healthy numbers. So those two counties had 206, really about $207 million in sales compared to $180 million this time last year. And what's interesting, though, is that the number of homes sold is just slightly higher. It's less than 1%. So it's showing strength in terms of home prices, which is a good sign, very good sign for the economy. And also, and it finished out June very well. Both counties had 42 million in home sales, and that was compared to 37 million last year. So it's a good trend line. There have not always been good numbers, good economic numbers out of the Fort Smith region, but these show a very healthy home sales sector.
Well, let's continue this conversation with Fort Smith sales tax collection numbers, which aren't bad or good, I suppose. I mean, they're not bad because they're almost where we are through May this year as compared to through May last year.
Yeah, they've been very flat. They've been very disappointing. And look, compared to other cities around the state, Jonesboro and Conway, Northwest Arkansas cities, the sales tax gains in Fort Smith are not good. But at least in the last few months, the sales tax revenue has been improving for the city. In May, the collections were up 0.4%, but year to date, it moved the city higher. It's year to date through May, I should say, January through May, 17.7 million in sales tax revenue. This time last year, it was 17.9 million, so it's just a little off, but it was significantly lower before May. May came in with some pretty good numbers, so we'll keep watching this. The sales tax revenue, that is, as we've said before, is a good indicator of consumer confidence. And I don't know if there are growing retail opportunities in cities around Fort Smith. I don't know if that is pushing some of the numbers down. I don't know if it's online commerce or what. This has been a puzzling trend in Fort Smith with the sales tax revenue just not meeting budget estimates and not showing near the gains of other cities.
Well, it's one thing perhaps to compare to the estimates and the expectations. Is it completely fair to judge against Northwest Arkansas, which is still one of the five or six fastest growing metro areas in the country, and Jonesboro, which is experiencing, rapid growth as well?
Yeah, maybe not Northwest Arkansas, but Jonesboro is a fair comparison because you have a similar, if you have a metro area with a dominant city, which is the same in the Fort Smith metro. That's a good comparison. You're right, Northwest Arkansas, where you have four or five, there's not a dominant city up there. There are four or five healthy cities. But it would be, if I was a Fort Smith director or the city administrator, frankly, it would be frustrating trying to manage the budget, these flat revenues.
All right. One more thing I want to ask you, and I didn't even mention this to you in our list of possible conversations, so this is coming out of left field. Ha! But after the Razorback baseball near championship in Omaha, the College World Series, finished runner-up in the nation, some people started talking again about how there is maybe an Arkansas curse because we came so close to that championship. Do you really think there's such a thing?
I don't think in baseball. I think in football.
Okay.
No. All right. Oh, but when that foul ball hit the ground, my stomach hit the ground. I knew that was it. You don't, like we said before, you don't do that against a team like Oregon. But no, I don't look, if the Razorbacks go to another finals and we have another incident like that, okay, I might start believing in a curse.
Okay. No curses yet. Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. You can read all about these stories we've discussed and many others at talkbusiness.net. Michael, have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you, sir.